So this is my favorite song that I've written. I mean, I think. It's just, I love it because, of course, it's so meaningful for me. I wanted to get new strings today, but Guitar Center
said, again?
Yeah. George says they're worn out.
Oh, wow. He says,
you need new strings, Judy. I'm like, I love the bell sound. I just want to spend the money.
So do you...
But I keep thinking, I have 30 years saved. Teacher says I have 30 years of credit. Can you do this for me?
Nice.
Yeah. So the recording
is.
I really like it. So
the whole thing. Oh my gosh.
I know. It's like a real tear.
Yeah. It's so beautiful. And oh my God.
And I
you sing it so emotionally. Your voice is really reflecting the emotion.
Because one of my friends said to me, he says, this is one of the cases where I wouldn't see a professional singer do anything better with this than you. And that's like exciting because it gives me an advantage that I don't have. I'm not a professional singer, but I can do the feeling.
Yeah. I mean, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
But you know, you're using your control to say.
It's all because of
you.
In fact, when I went in the studio to record this weekend that song that I was telling you.
Yeah.
I thought, oh my God, all the choruses are the same. I got to come up with something. So there I was in the car on the way going, how can I do this differently? And I came up with something and I recorded it that way. And it was so much better.
Oh, awesome.
You know, that was a fun one.
Oh.
That one, it just reminded me, let's see, how did it go? Development from where I started.
Oh, the freedom, Judy.
My God. Yeah, I know. That day the videographer said, you know, I don't want you to put anything out there yet. And I'm like, whatever.
How far? But, when did you start?
I know when I started with you. It was in that video was May, I think. May or March.
Was that May? Because it was your second lesson, if I
think
recall,
it was my
that
second
you
lesson.
Wanted her to come in.
Mm-hmm.
So we're talking May.
Yeah.
And it's September.
Yeah.
October.
Yeah. And the thing is, you know, I have... 3 songs left, and the last 2 are paired together. They have very similar dissonant structure. They're not hit songs at all. But I just want to record them because I want to record them. And then I have my wedding song, which I really like. So the wedding song is a great song, but I don't have a good chorus, the lyrics.
Well, that's the one.
And I can't get there. And I used to sing it la la la, and I just want to do la 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 and be done. But you know, it just has such a great melody. And you know, I even
sang that one for me, the la la.
I think I
did.
You? Yeah, with the Jerusalem, you know. Have to get played that right for there. It's like an E flat or something that's not easy on the guitar. When I transposed it, it's like the old key, it was fine. It was an F or something.
Oh, jeez. I know. That's so pretty.
So this is going to be a nice song. But it's not developed, so I can't rush it. But.
And this is one of the remaining three?
Yeah. Yeah, the other one, do you have time for...
Yes, yeah.
I can't do this picking as well as I used to, but... Autumn Recollections, good timing.
Oh. But very moody and haunting.
But there's not much melodic singing vocals to them. You know, they're very bland. But on the other hand, I can put excitement in there.
Because the mood is there.
The mood is there. And they connect. Those two songs seem to connect.
Well, yeah, they really do, don't they?
Yeah, so it's like an interesting pair.